Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight's our wonderful evening, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll be going to the Lightship for healing, doing that probably in the next 5 or 10 minutes. So if you're new to the program, just click to Creation Lightship Healing and bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll energize the light beam to do some healing work with us here. And this show is all about getting you more in your body with your spirit so you can have a spirit consciousness. And that's very helpful. So the way you do that, one way is to get rid of the entities that are attached to you, coming into your awakening consciousness, preventing you from connecting to your spirit. So this show is all about you becoming self-empowered with your spirit and not going outside of yourself looking for answers, because remember, when you're in the mind energy, collective consciousness, universal mind, that is the alien darkness energy in your heart, which is in the present moment, that does not deal with time, the time-based reality, then you're in the light. And when you're in the light, you're out of time. This is why time goes by so much quicker, typically, when you're doing things in the present moment, because then you're connected to spirit, and then you're connected to the light, versus being connected to the light of the darkness that is created by the aliens, the energy of darkness that put us into time. And this is the basic difference between the light and the light of the darkness and the mind-based reality that we live in. So here we go. We're going to first take away some entities. These are what you may want to call ghosts. And these entities come into us. People get their eyes glossed over at times as the entities come through, because the entities cannot actually look out of your eyes. They can run your body, but they cannot look out of your eyes. Only your spirit can. So this is why people sometimes have dulled over eyes, glossy eyes, lights on, nobody home, because they're not in their body with their spirit. And the brighter your eyes are, typically the more conscious your spirit is inside of your body. You know, and you may not be able to connect with your spirit because you're not doing that, but your spirit is looking out of your eyes. And most people who do have this consciousness where their eyes are pretty bright, I would say they are in connection with the divine energy inside of themselves. So here we go. We're going to take away entities now. And if you wish to call in after the Lightship healing, you can, to answer your questions. We can do this, bring up the fast chat, BBS fast chat. Click on it, just type your name in, and maybe some questions that you may wish to have addressed for us here. So here we go. See a few people online here. I see right now on my fast chat, Ed and Cindy, so hi to both of you. And here we go. We're going to take away entities. And these, like I said, are energies that attach to us and run their programs into us. And we start doing strange things. So here we go, taking them out of the bottom of your feet. They can attach anywhere, and if they're very strong and they just love your body, then they'll come into you and live their life through you. That's why people have their handwriting changing at times, why they go through a personality change. This is because entities are running the body in place of you, your spirit. So here we go, taking them out now, going up to your ankles. And now we're going up to your calves, your knees, moving up, thighs, and now going up to your waist, and now we're going up into our body cavity, body organs, taking them out of there. And remember, if you have any type of physical pain in your body, that will also attract them, because that pain energy resonates to their pain that they may have had in the last body that they body hopped into. And so naturally they recognize that, and they'll look for the same body situation typically. So if you have a problem with a sore throat, we'll say, maybe a nasal problem, sinus problem, well, you may be having a lot of entities there, because they had that themselves in the last body that they were in. They can also bring some of that energy to you and make yourself feel actually worse, and or cause you to have a longer time of getting over something, because they do take away your life force energy. So here we go. Working now up to your shoulders here, going down your arms, elbow, wrist, palm of your hands, going now down to your fingers and fingernails, taking them out there. You might want to wiggle your hands if you like, maybe even wiggle your whole body as they start to get released from you. Okay, now we're going up to your neck. And now your head. Okay. And working with our eyes now and our ears. And that feels pretty good. I'm going to bring more of your spirit back to you now. Your spirit's going to help do this also. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body with your spirit. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, coming more into your body, stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, you may want to look at your eyes in the mirror. They will become brighter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is bringing your thoughts, we'll say, down into your heart center. And then we're going to go to the light chip. So here we go, dropping yourself down. And again, this you can do yourself. You should be doing this entity work yourself anyway, daily, and along with the mind to heart drop. So it's very simple. You can just think of an elevator, and you're dropping your thoughts down into your heart. This is where you're supposed to be living your life. Remember, initially, at some point before the Earth got into this darkness energy from people doing their prayers and everything else to bring in the alien energies here, this was a planet of light. And so the voice inside of your head would be your spirit throughout your whole body. And now the darkness has taken you over, and this is why people talk about the still small voice. Well, that used to be just as loud as the voice that you normally have. And instead of using the mind energy, which is in time, you are using the energy of your spirit that was no longer in time, because the light only works in the now. You're not going to find the light in any type of time-based reality. And the light never promotes itself, because you already have it with you. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So just kind of stay there. Feel the energy. You should be able to think a thought, and it should come from your heart center, not from between your ears, okay? So again, just kind of relax. Feel the energy. And here we go. So we have Cindy asking a question. You might want to call in, Cindy, if you would, and we'll find out more about what you're talking about on the fast chat. It looks kind of intriguing here. So here we go. Let's go to the light chip. And again, you're going to be going there with your body. You're going to be taken out of time to the light chip. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Same process. And the light beams will work with you. You're still going to be where you are, because naturally you're going to be taken out of time when your spirit frequency is not here, because you're being turned off and on continuously by the light, along with living in another reality of consciousness that it is in a time-based reality. So this is your spirit energy. And the light chip will help you out for this process. So if you wish to bring any animals, pets up, maybe plants, etc. Here we go. So I'll count to five as you go to the light ship for healing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wonderful. So we're on the light ship right now. And let's go into the first room. And this room is the hot tub room. And here we go. We're in a gel, which is a violet color gel. And this is used to help to detoxify your body. This is just a sampling. This will not work on the BBS archives because I don't want anybody to be abducted by aliens. So here we go. That's the reason why it will not work. You might feel the wonderful love energy from the light being and everything else, the conversation that we have here. You're going to feel the love energy, but you will not be on the light ship. Let's go into another room. This is the pain release room. And we're in this room now. So again, you want to request a healing for if you have pain in your body. Remember, your pain that you have experienced throughout your whole life is still with you, even though you don't have pain right now. Remember, you're living in the past. The past of this lifetime is always with you until you release it out of your invisible bodies that we do healings on. And you're also living the complete life of all of your ancestors. So this would be your past lives. And there could be millions of them. And whatever they thought in judgment is passed on to you. Okay, so let's go into another location. Let's go into where the dolphins are. We're going into a large pool of water. And this is very nice. You're going to be seeing the dolphins. If you wish to put your hands out in front of you, you can actually feel their skin because you are doing this actively on the life ship right now. So again, request your healing. And I'll just be quiet for about a half a minute so you can actually sense and feel the dolphin energy. Okay, and let's go into another room. Let's go into a room where they can actually help us out with our blood, our bone marrow. And this is a room that's red, has a lot of red energy. And we'll bring the red energy into us down here. You can actually feel it. You may actually feel your heart pumping the blood. And it's quite nice. So here comes the red energy. So coming in. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's go into another location. And let's go into a room where they have the beautiful waterfalls. Now remember, the water doesn't touch your body. And I heard a beep there online, so we'll just get that person in a few minutes here, I think. Oh, here we go. This is the rainbow water coming to us. Coming down to us right now, so I'll count it in as it comes in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And yes, you don't want to meditate. I see that on the fast chat. Thank you, Ed. Yes, this is not a meditation. And you don't want to go out of your body because these healings will not work when you're out of your body. Your spirit is the conduit for the healings. I'm telling you what I see on the light ship, where you physically are on there, okay? And if you're actually a seer, you're going to actually see the event before I even bring it forward to you to talk about. So normally my delay is within probably 1 to 3 seconds. So here we go again, going into another location. And this location is where they have the beautiful large flowers. So if you're a flower person, you're going to love this room. The flowers will do healing work with you. And again, you want to request your healing because the light will never interfere with you. It will ever give you a healing that you don't ask for, mainly because the light does not interfere with anybody's life situations. Then they would be judging you. So the light never judges. Only the darkness will judge you. So the light needs to be asked, commanded to help you. And this is the way the light works. If it did do anything to you, then it would be taken away, your free choice, free will. Then the light will be just like the darkness. That's the difference. So here we go. I bring this energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just feel the energy here. We're going to bring in some white light energy for everybody. And here it comes. The white light room coming all around you right now. And I'll bring that down to us here. You can actually feel the energy. So again, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And hope you're all doing very well here. Next, we're going to be going into a room, and this is another room which we call the centrifuge room. People love this on the conference calls that we have Mondays and Fridays for $20 at 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. So the centrifuge room is used to help to eliminate from you maybe physical problems that you're dealing with. It helps eliminate addictions. Helps to eliminate different mindset patterns you may be experiencing. So here we go. We're going to bring in an energy which we call lack energy. The lack energy knows everything that you need to know about getting rid of this energy because it deals with lack energy. So remember, lack is what we're dealing with here. And it wants to bring in the light to you, so the lack energy is used to release it. So here comes the lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just think of what you want to have healed, and the light ship will help you with this process as much as it can. And we're going to go into one other room before we come back from the light ship. We're going to go into a room where some of the masters are. These are the spirit beings that we may know down here, like Archangel Michael and Metatron, Melchizedek. We call those the three M's, okay? Going into this room where they are, and you're going to probably feel the energy in your body during this process. So here we go, and again, request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll give you some silence for about a minute and just connect to see how your body's doing. Healings are between you and the light being doctors and your spirit. And again, remember that the healings that having right now will work on the light ship 100%. But down here, because of the density that your body has and these invisible bodies that you're dealing with and your genetics, sometimes they don't always work 100%. And this is the reason why people wonder why they ever have a healing from any type of energy. It's because you have your genetic coding, your predisposition on what your ancestors believed and thought, and you have to eliminate that from you and get rid of this judgment out of your body. Remember, the energy of the mind is what's taking you and separating you from your own personal divinity, which is being in the moment in your heart center. That's the difference. Two energies, mind energy, collective consciousness, if you would, universal mind. This is all the stuff that's created by the light of the darkness. The darkness creates a false light that imitates true light from where your spirit came from. And this is the problem with the earth here, is that the alien energies are holding us captive here in darkness. So we'll go into one final room, and we'll also bring in the energy now of the lack energy for you to release these patterns, addictions, etc. I do this off and on for people, and I've had great results. People who maybe were smoking a lot, they can get rid of the addiction to smoking. Remember, we all have different types of addictions. And an addiction is an addiction, so I'm not trying to point a finger at smoking or maybe drinking alcohol or whatever, which are probably maybe the two biggest ones, maybe even drug abuse here. But, you know, the light should help you, because the entities that you have in your body, remember, the entities are what's controlling you to have that cigarette, that bottle of wine, the beer, whatever. Taking maybe non-prescription drugs or even prescription drugs. It, whatever you're doing is typically controlled by entities that would like to have that experience. So this is why some people have this harmful situation of whatever they're doing, because these entities wish to have that particular addiction with you. This is why you want to have an entity release. And that's on the website, if you wish to do that, on the online healings. So here we go. We're going to bring in more of the lack energy. This may help you with your addiction. Remember, request a healing. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And so everybody out there listening knows that typically when you have a cigarette, that you're probably going to have lung cancer, okay? Body, you know, deals with that condition. So does your body want to have lung cancer because you smoke? I would say that most bodies would probably say no. So then you can ask the question, why do you smoke? You may say, well, I like to smoke. Well, what likes to smoke? If your body is in control of its life, it would not have a cigarette, okay? So what's in you wanting you to have that cigarette, that package a day, or whatever you're having, you know, is going to want to do that, which is the entities. Because your body would not choose, you know, to have a condition placed upon it, self-induced, to kill itself, okay? That's the same way with, you know, drinking or any other type of addiction that you may have. And it could be anything. It could be even addiction of maybe giving all of your belongings away because you don't feel worthy of that. An entity could be in you making you do that. It could be people who maybe need to hoard money. That's one thing. Another addiction could be people who want to give money away or spend their money. It could be an addiction of driving fast. You know, maybe people have road rage and entities come into them, push your button, and all of a sudden the accelerator goes to the floor of your car, and you're weaving in and out of lanes trying to chase somebody because they cut you off. Well, is that really you doing that, okay? You know, no, it's an entity that you got that picked up on you because you maybe got upset a little bit. It came in, and now it's pushing all of your buttons, bringing that stuff forward to you. This is how people have arguments. So these are all entities. So here we go, bringing some more of the lack energy to help you out with this situation. It's up to you to request the healing. It might not help you because it will never go against your free will, free choice. So you want to request the healing to have healing. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Here comes the lack energy. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, you should be in your heart, everybody. So the way you know is see if you can think of a negative thought. Okay? When you're in your heart center, it is impossible to think of a negative thought. And it's impossible to think of darkness. When you're in the mind, all those things come forward. But when you're in your heart center, it's impossible because the light does not know or even understand what darkness is. Okay? When you're out of your heart, then everything about darkness comes into you, and then you know the script of the darkness. But the light only works in the now. It does not promote itself. And when you're in your heart, you cannot think of a negative thought. And that's a problem with our planet here, that the people, humanity, has chose to live in darkness. That's your free choice. And with that, you live in the universal mind energy. And this is where humanity is right now. If everybody was heart-centered, lived in their heart, everything on this planet would turn around instantly into love energy and peace. So let's go to one final room here. Let's go into the room where your spirit was created. And I'm going to count to 10. It's in a different part of the light ship. Not the healing locations, but a different part. We're going there right now, and the door is opening up. And you're going to actually be able to sense, feel the energy of your spirit as it walks fully into you. And this is the divine part of you in wholeness coming. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Then I'll give you silence for about a minute. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And request healing from your spirit, too. This is what we call love comes walking in. And this is you connecting to your own spirit. This is the only place you're going to find your own divinity, which is your heart center. So you should feel it there. Some people's hearts get very warm as this occurs. And you should be doing your heart drop, mind to heart drop daily, and you should be in the present moment. And on the light ship, we created the blueprint of your spirit, and now it's fully with you on the light ship. And you should feel just very, very calm, very peaceful during this process. So again, request healing. And we're ready to leave the special room. And we're going now into the orientation room on the light ship. And this is where the light beam doctors talk with you, tell you what they've done with you, how successful their healings were, what you may need to work with yourself. And all the healings are between you and these light beam doctors. So here we go. We're coming into the next room. And if you brought any animals or pets up, maybe flowers or whatever, they're joining you now. We're getting ready to come back down, so I'll count to 10 as we come down, and you're going to feel the energy leave you from the light ship. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I hope that was enjoyable for all of you. And Cindy, if you'd like to call in, you can ask me those questions. Look if there's something with... maybe an airplane flying or something like that.
And Ron, I'm here.
Right, okay. Cindy. Oh, you want to describe that to me?
Yes. Last Wednesday, two pilots were to land in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and in fact had said they were going to land in 15 minutes, and they went 150 miles out of the area, weren't able to communicate back and forth, you know, the airports weren't able to contact them. Other airplanes weren't able to contact them. And when they figured out that they were actually 150 miles out, then they turned back around and landed in Minneapolis. They say that they weren't asleep, and it's just weird. And the flight attendants didn't notice anything different, even though they were going to land 15 minutes. So it was, they were supposed to land at, I guess it was 7 o'clock when they lost communication, and 8:30 is when they started picking up communication, and they landed at 9 o'clock.
Well, so what I understand you saying is that the two different airplanes somehow...
One plane. It was one plane.
One plane,
but there were two pilots inside the one plane.
Okay. So what I hear you saying then is that this airplane was supposed to land within 15 minutes, according to the control tower, or the pilots knew they were going to land at 15, and they somehow got lost out there someplace, lost communication, and then all of a sudden maybe came back, we'll say, from wherever they went to, and everything was normal after a couple of hours or thereabouts. So
yeah, they figured out they were in Wisconsin, and they turned back around and headed to Minneapolis.
Okay, I could probably shed some light on that. So here we go. This is going to be a little confusing for some of you, but I'll try to describe this the best that I can. Okay, we live in a time-based reality here of time, and the time energy is, we'll say, much faster in frequency as far as being turned off and on than our physical senses can detect, okay? Which means that as you're listening to this program right now, hearing me speak and maybe looking around you, watching your computer, being in the room that you're in, your senses think that you're completely here 100% of the time. Now, what the darkness does, because we're living in a time-based reality, a time matrix, is that they turn us off and on many, many, many times, and we don't know about that. So they may have abducted that airplane, okay, and I'll just use the word the dark side. It could be an alien abduction, but regardless of whatever it is, I'll just call it the dark side. So the dark side more than likely took that airplane into another, if you would call it a dimension, another parallel lifetime. And the people aboard it were still conscious, but they didn't know where they were. But the script that they're playing, okay, because we're all being running on a script, just like your computer does, okay, a program. So the program was still playing in real time for the people, and they did not realize that they were taken somewhere else. But everybody else knew about that. So they were probably in a parallel lifetime, but they were not brought into this parallel lifetime here. And so they were away for a given amount of time. The plane was still flying, and then maybe they were brought back. And when they were brought back, they were brought back into the same time sequence as if they were flying physically here, but they got dropped off, you know, in the exact same point. You know, whatever it would take if they're flying, say, at 500 miles an hour, and they did a calculation, and then normally you would say they went so far, maybe they went that distance, and they were actually flying in a parallel life, and they got dropped back here, and all of a sudden they go, wow, where are we? And they lost radio contact because they really weren't here. So they were probably, in a sense, abducted somewhere, somehow, and when they did find out where they were when they came back here, then that's what happened. And so what happens is this happens to everybody. I give the same example to the workshop that I had at the ARE Center here in New York. And so there are people, and this probably has happened to many of you out there, you have a routine when you maybe come home from work. And the most common routine is maybe losing your keys, okay? or maybe losing your wallet. But keys are probably the big one because you have to use your keys to unlock your door. So a lot of people have a key holder at their front door, and it's routine. They walk in, remember, you're like a robot now, right? You come home, and you get your keys out of your pocket or out of your purse, and you go into the door. And then some people just hang them on a wall, or they maybe put it on their dresser or back in their pocket or whatever. So we'll just make it simple and say that you know, alongside of your front door is a key holder, and you always put your keys there. Well, what can happen is, during that process of putting your keys there that you normally would do, you could be abducted, taken off into a parallel lifetime, and you can actually put your keys in that parallel lifetime. This is cloned by the darkness, another life that you should not be having, okay? And you can actually put your keys in a parallel life on that same key holder. But in this life here, because you're there, your keys are now located somewhere else. And then you're brought back here, and your keys now are in a different dimension, okay? And then you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, and as routine happens, you go to where your keys should be because you want to lock your door on the way out, and they're not there. And now you're frantically thinking, where did I put my keys? And you know that you always put them there because probably you've done it, you know, hundreds of times, and for you not to do it would be highly unlikely. So you get your spare set of keys out, and you're wondering where your keys are. And lo and behold, maybe in a couple of days or a week, as you visited that parallel lifetime, you saw your keys up there. You put it into your pocket, and then you got brought back here. And lo and behold, your keys all of a sudden appear on your door, or you know, by your door where you normally put them because you brought them back from that parallel life. And that's probably what happened to these people. So does that help you, Cindy, if you're still online?
I'm still here. It's pretty amazing. And do you think that it will be revealed as to what happened?
No, I doubt if anybody would even understand what it was. They may try to look at it, but that's probably what happened to them. In fact, if they probably vanished into a parallel lifetime. They weren't here. And they got put back in, and lo and behold, they got transported. In the parallel life, they're actually flying the same pattern that they're doing here, right? But they got taken out. And
yeah.
So they're doing the same process, traveling from A to B, right? And
mm-hmm.
Maybe they got turned around in the parallel life, and they flew off a course. Maybe they overshot, you know, the airport, and they kept going. Because, you know, they were just running that particular life doing that.
Yeah.
And then when they came back here, they were in some other location. That's very common. And so, yes, I would say they either got abducted to maybe a, if you want to use the word UFO craft, or I'll just say a, you know, maybe a ship of some sort. Not all the ones that are alien are alien. Because a lot of those particular things are actually made here on this planet. That's why I say, you know, most of the sightings that people see, you know, are probably manned by your neighbor, okay, who's flying them, okay? So that's another way of looking at the situation. But, you know, aside from that, and you can check on the Internet for that information, there's a lot of information out there about, you know, what's available here. And the technologies that are not normally talked about, but, you know, it's on the Internet and YouTube probably. But the other way is parallel lifetimes, which you should not be in. And this brings you the deja vu and everything else because you're running lifetimes in sync with this one. And for deja vu patterns, you actually realize that you had a bleed through and maybe you're experiencing a situation that maybe happened a few milliseconds, you know, before you have it happening here, and you already know about it. So it's just a bleed through of energy because you're running that
out
and you understand. That's probably what happened. So that's not really unusual. As far as people understanding that or trying to figure it out, to an average person, it would seem pretty strange. And I'm sure that it would automatically go into the thought patterns that maybe this place, this ship got abducted, okay, because it vanished.
Mm-hmm.
So where did it go to? But the parallel life is probably more of a situation than an actual abduction.
What's interesting is that it's now national news, probably international news. It's at least national news, and it's on all the internet, like Yahoo and MSN. And so there'll be more, so everybody want to watch that to see what transpires and what their reasoning is for not being in communication. So, and Ron, thank you so much. My heart, or my, well, my heart feels good, but my lower back feels so much better. Thank you.
Thank you. Why don't you just stay on if you wish, and you can read the fast chat to me for questions tonight. Would that be okay with you?
Oh, sure. That's just fine. Some of them have archived off, and so I apologize. I know that Nestor had asking questions about what should be done during the CLS visit, and so different people were piping in to let Nestor know that staying out of the mind is important. Do you want to say anything more about the heart?
Let's see here. I'll talk about the heart mind drop, okay? Is that what you want to talk about?
You could do that. Nestor was concerned that during the visit to the light ship that we should be visualizing things in our mind or meditating.
Oh, no. Yeah, not at all. So you don't want to meditate. Meditation, normally you go out of your body and you're going to invalidate your healing, okay? So that's the first thing. As far as visualizing, no, you don't visualize. I tell you what we're going into, what we're seeing, and that's where you are. That's physical, okay? And the people that are, we'll say, seers, they will actually see this. So you're not trying to visualize or make up something. I'm just telling you where you are for the people who don't understand what's happening, and they can maybe have the body sensations there. So that was a real experience for everybody. And some people feel it, some people don't. Typically what I say is women normally are about 50-50. They can feel, sense energies. Men are about 1 in 100. So if you did feel something, wonderful. If you're a seer, then you probably actually saw what I'm talking about before I even told you. And that's quite interesting. I think we have a caller online here also. So go ahead, caller, another caller. You just stand line, Cindy.
Hi, Ron. It's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I've got three questions for you.
Okay.
As they come to me during the week, I write them down, and I've been waiting for a chance to ask you. So the first one is, you talk about during the ascension process, everything is brought into a stillness, the life force is withdrawn, the spirits are withdrawn from all the manifestations, and this causes darkness to dissolve and recede out of our environment, let's say.
Okay.
And at one point, I think you told me that darkness actually goes back to its own place, dimension, home, its original form, or something similar to that. And my question is, if the life force has been withdrawn during the ascension process, how can it possibly still exist in another place? How does it sustain itself?
Ah, good question. Okay, the darkness probably feeds upon itself. Okay? Kind of changing that slightly, if anybody out there has seen healers recently, a lot of the healers, a lot of the practitioners that have used the mind of the darkness, believing that they were using the heart-based energy to heal with, okay? And they're using the mind energy instead because the darkness creates the illusion of light. And those healers now, this is probably true throughout the history of humans, the darkness starts to eat up and doesn't care a hoot, we'll say, about anybody using the darkness energy. It will not even protect its own ground crew down here, people who are very, very dark. And so what happens is the darkness will actually feed upon the darkness. And with that, that's how they get their life force. So a lot of the practitioners that are out there, that have maybe been doing whatever they're doing, using the dark energy, believing that they thought it was the light because they're told that it was initially, not checking with their spirit naturally, but being told in the mind, these people are going down because the darkness is actually killing them. And so the darkness does feed upon itself, and it will prey upon itself to keep going. And so what happens is because we have the frequency of light with us, which is much stronger than the darkness, and we have one thing that the darkness does not have, which is a spirit, and you may want to use the word soul. They don't have that. And so this is why they want to have more prey on us, because this prey energy of the darkness is going to connect with us to get more life force energy than they can possibly get off of the dark energy itself. So we're actually a nice specimen for them because we have so much love energy, and they want to get that love energy, although they don't always want to be in the realm of light. So I do sessions and actually healings where we take out, and I did that today, in fact, at my workshop, where we take out the darkness that are inside of people. This could be shapeshifter energies. It could be dark side beings. It could be many, many things from the darkness that live inside of us. In fact, we'll do that right now, and we'll get your next question, Ed. So I'm going to count to 10, and because our body is a host energetically for these life forms, we're now going to release out of you what we can, the ones that want to come into the light. And I'll count to 10 and bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you may feel energies in your body change. Normally you're going to feel physically lighter as a shapeshifter, these alien life forms that are in you, the connection that they made to you as they get released and go to the light, then they are giving a chance to become into the light, and they'll have a spirit or soul in their physical life form that they have. Remember, every dimension has physicality to it, so they do have some kind of physical appearance. You just probably can't see it, but they will actually be given in their own dark side blueprint a spirit, and then they can live in the universe of light. Okay, next question. And how are you doing, Cindy?
I'm great. Pauline and Marie have some questions, but I think Ed had a couple more, too.
Okay.
Okay, the question is, after someone passes from this life and drops the body.
Okay, the spirit, okay? Right?
Okay, you said that what the dark side does is refurbish basically the spiritual energy so that when the person reincarnates, they're full of energy again.
Mm-hmm.
That made sense to me because if they allow the spirit to fill itself up, then when the person comes in again, they just start drawing off the energy back again. But the other night you confused me because you said, that after someone passes over, they're recharged by the false light. So this must go back to what you just said, is that the darkness during our lifetimes is actually feeding on its own self, the false light.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so then the question is, you say the average amount of spirit in someone's body is about 20%, or maybe more now, that the average human when you start out, before you start any clearings or anything. And is there, I was wondering why it stops at 20. I mean, why doesn't it go to zero? Is there some kind of self-preservation or backup, governor that doesn't let it drop below 20? Why is that the average?
Okay, very good question. So what happens is as you live your life, and somehow I'm thinking around the age of 10 is when your energetic bodies get filled up. These are invisible bodies that we clear. You can go to my list of services, and it has a lot of listings there of these energetic bodies, like your emotional body and feeling body and trauma body, pain body, etc. There's quite a few of those that take up and hold energy so that it doesn't leak into the physical body. And so these bodies help to protect your physical body. Now what happens is, as you start to live a longer life here, and you go through more traumas, and these bodies start to leak into your physical body. Remember, you're like a sponge that's being rinsed out, okay? At first it's empty, and then it gets filled up, and then all of a sudden it can't hold anything. It's like a dam overflowing, okay? When that happens, all of a sudden your spirit energy starts to get away from you, and it starts leaving because there's too many traumas, because your body now is activated by the negativity, which is your judgments from your ancestors. So now you're on a light path of stuff. The New Age movement, you would probably call that your life lessons, okay? And it's, in a sense, it's sort of true, but it's the energy that your body chooses with your spirit to heal. But once you start getting into the pain energy, then your spirit starts to leave you. Now, once you get down to about 20%, like you're saying, is there like a self-regulated, you know, type of situation there to where your spirit really tries to hang on strong? I would say yes. If you start dropping below 20% and you come in at about 10% of energy, now you're approaching the zombie state. And if you look at people who have completely glossed over eyes, they're probably around 10% of their body. Now, a person that gets on drugs, you know, and has a really awful life, they can't hold it together, they're below 10%. Now, the body can still live without a spirit. Just look at maybe some of your friends around you, or look at somebody who's maybe, you know, addicted to hard drugs or something like that, or just check somebody out in a hospital that's, you know, having tons of drugs put into their body because of pain. Now, their spirit energy can, but not always, but it can go down very low. And so what happens is when that occurs, their eyes are normally completely glossed over. So, yes, normally about 20% is what most people get down to because the spirit cannot take the trauma, the pain energy, or whatever way you want to look at that, of the darkness. And so it gets leaked out because your spirit only knows love. And because it only knows love, this is where it wants to stay. And as you force it out of your body by your life situations, it comes down to about 20% for most people. And that's because people still have light in their eyes. But once you get to like 10%, eyes are completely glossed over. So this is probably where most humanity is, probably between 15 to 20%. And you can look
okay,
at...
Okay, if the... spirit is recharged by the biosuit, human body is recharged by the false light, and that means you've got a mixture of the false light and the real spirit in the body. So does the darkness first use up all the false light and then start working on the spirit, or are they both losing ground all the time?
They're kind of both losing ground, okay? And so the false light, what your spirit has in it. Remember, the dark side can mimic that light, you know, 99.9999%. And the spirit doesn't really know the difference. But it can still, in its core someplace, it does have that resonance of true light. But because the dark side creates the false light in the light of the darkness, okay, that it created, it puts that into your spirit. And your spirit can still use that false light, but it's not a true light, okay, and they want you to actually run that energy. So this is what kind of happens. And
yeah, so we end up powering the false light against our will, kind of, sort of.
Yes, in a sense that they're giving you the false light, and your spirit, you know, it's still compatible because it looks like true light, but it's just not 100% true light, and they run on that. And sometimes they may even go out and take the light that they stolen from your spirit initially and put that back into the spirit and then slam you back down here in the forced reincarnation cycle. So either way would work, but they still want you to have a life force energy living in a body so that when you come into emotional trauma and situations, physical pain or whatever you're dealing with, then at that point, they live off of that. So the more they can torture your body, the more suffering that you have, the more your benefit to them.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ron.
I hope that answered the question.
Sure did. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, back to you, Cindy.
Okay, Pauline. was asking if the original blueprint for our spirit on CLS is the same spirit with our twin flame before we left to go to home base.
Yes,
I hope I'm understanding it correct.
Yes. So what happens is when you're first created, you are whole and complete, which means that your spirit is one. When you leave the light ship and you go to your home base energy, then your spirit divides in half, two identical pieces, and you're only half of the original one. So it's your half and the other half. So typically, since on this planet we have male and female, right, two different energies, two different types of people, we'll say, males and females, we can just kind of use a general term that if you're a male now, then your twin flame will just stay as a female. At that split, the yin-yang, we'll call it, okay? I'm not describing this correctly 100%, but just to give you an idea. So your twin flame is your other half. Let's put it that way. Now, your twin flame is out experiencing life, too, just like you are. Although here you got stuck. So the darkness took away your other half, which is your spiritual backup. This is you. And it can't come to you because you're in darkness. And they severed the connection to you. So now you're here and you're searching outside of yourself. So what happens on this planet? You are normally attracted to the opposite sex, which we'll say might make you kind of feel like the opposite sex to you, and maybe even the same sex. But typically most people, gravitate to the opposite sex for a partner, okay? And so right away, the opposite sex would be like your twin flame. So you're looking at the other half of you that can kind of like fill the gap up in you. So people talk about, men are more mental and women are more emotional. So in a sense, hypothetically, a balanced person living here would be very balanced in both mental and emotional arena. What I'm telling you is just earth-based stuff here, okay? So what happens is when you lose your twin flame energy, which everybody has lost, and there's very few people on the planet who are twin flames, then automatically you're searching outside of yourself for the other half of you and someone else to give you that energy. And it looks like our time is coming to a close here. Boy, this is a quick show. So I guess I'll just say blessings to all of you. Thank you for coming aboard, Cindy, here. Our next program will be on this coming Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. And we have some more questions here, I'm sure, but we just can't get them because our time has run out. So if you're in New York, I have an ARE workshop coming up this Tuesday, and it starts at 6:30 to 9:30, a three-hour workshop at the ARE Center in Manhattan. So thank you, Cindy, and I'll just have to sign off here because our time is moving along. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everybody.